She walked into your life the second I walked out. It's a coincidence, oh how convenient. Had her on speed dial like a little side piece. Piece of me is broken, the other half is pissed. You were moving on while I was still in your bed. It took losing you to find myself, prioritize my mental health. Thanks to you I know who I am. I know I'm a bad twin, I say things I don't.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Your Ex by Canadian country artist Augusta Ray. Since strutting onto the Canadian music scene as a young, bright-eyed songwriter nearly 10 years ago, Canadian country rock artist Augusta Ray has been stopping listeners in their tracks over and over again with her incredible vocal talent and her beautifully crafted songs, her energetic stage presence, and her ability to deliver a story. To follow up the release of her sad, reflective, sad girl summer single, Waste of Lime, Augusta is fully leaning into her next chapter of both her personal life and career. With the release of her newest single, Your Ex, she says the song isn't about taking a baseball bat to your ex's headlights, but rather how sometimes finding happiness is the result of cutting toxicity out of your life, and how that is exactly the best possible revenge. Here to talk about her new single and some special shows coming up, including the Bluebird Cafe, is country artist Augusta Ray. I so love having you on the show. It has been way too long.
I know, totally. I remember last time we talked for an extra probably like hour and a half. We were just
something like that,
going at it there. Yeah.
Well, girl, I can relate to this new chapter for you.
Oh man. Well, first off, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, at least we're going through it together, you know.
Hey, we stick together. We have our dogs, right?
Honestly, is it Carrie Underwood that said somebody, there's some kind of country artist that's like, the more boys I meet, the more I love my dog, and that's the most true thing.
House and a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. What more do you need?
All you need is a house and a dog.
Exactly. Then there's me that has two dogs that look exactly alike, and then from behind I can't tell which one is which. And it's just like
that's Aussie, and is it
like one of them comes up to me or, and I'm like
Gibby.
Gibby. Yeah, right. I wouldn't do that to my dog and name it D. I wouldn't do that. It's just cruel to name it that. Yeah, I'm Gibby and Aussie. Gibby and Aussie are my two golden doodles, and
I love golden doodles.
They're good babies. They're also my co-writing partners. So whenever I'm writing the song, they own probably half of every single song I've ever written, just because they're in the room when I'm writing it. And so,
house and a dog. It's all we need, girl. It's all we need.
You got it, and coffee, and we're good.
Oh yeah, my two cups in the morning. I don't know what I'd be like if I didn't have those back to back. Yeah.
I feel that big time.
Congratulations, Auntie.
Thank you. This is the first interview I've done where somebody's brought up my little nephew. I have a new baby nephew. He's a couple weeks old now. His name's Brody. He's so sweet.
And he
looks exactly like my brother. It's really creepy for me. Just like I'm holding a little version of this giant brother that I have. This is the first baby in the family. Yeah. So,
okay. Well, yeah, wow. Crazy. He must be on cloud nine having a boy.
Oh, being a hockey coach? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that kid's already, he's probably going to be on skates by next year already, I can assure you.
I have a funny feeling we're in the same neck of the woods now.
Are you in Collingwood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My brother's in Beaton. Okay. But he's the head coach for the Collingwood Blues, so he spends a lot of time in Collingwood coaching. And it's funny, everybody in my family is in the hockey business one way or another, and then okay. I'm just kind of the black sheep. I just chose to sing the national anthems at the rinks growing up, but that was the only that's the only extent of my that's my hockey career for you. But yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know all your family's connected to hockey somehow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody pretty much. I have one cousin that played in the NHL, and then just my dad's pretty much he runs a couple arenas for OJHL and JHL practices in Toronto. Wow. And my brother coaches. He's been coaching for a long time, and yeah, so it's just I grew up in hockey rinks.
Well, see, we got more in common than we thought. There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Well, the Collingwood Blues, holy cow, they have been on fire. They have been doing so well, and great hockey to watch.
Really amazing. Good. Like, yeah, every single game has been incredible. Like, I've enjoyed going to the games with my brother's partner and just hanging out, and you know, brings back a lot of memories for me growing up in hockey arenas, and it's pretty cool because my brother supports my singing and my music, and I'm able to support him and his hockey addiction, and he just honestly, like, it's just great to see that he loves what he does. He loves those kids. I say kids, but they're like 20 years old. Mm-hmm. The kids that he coaches, he has such an amazing relationship with them, and they're headed off to Manitoba to actually for the Nationals, so hopefully they'll kick some butt there. And well, but either way, his baby will be waiting for him when he gets back. I was joking with his girlfriend Alyssa. He's like, she said to him before he left, she's like, you better go win, because if you're leaving me with this baby for 2 weeks, like, you better win. Don't come back if you don't bring the cup, you know? Like,
too funny. Oh, man, since we had you on the show last time, you have released so many incredible singles. Man, I'm telling you, this new chapter for you, there's just something different. Your songwriting's always been amazing, but man, you're on point. Really great music.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's, I guess it has been that long. I've released a couple of singles since then, but, you know, for me, it's just, I'm doing a lot of solo writing now. I'm doing a lot of writing by myself with my dogs. And it's just, it's been this process for me that's been super eye-opening. And I mean eye-opening in a sense where, like, I mean, co-writing's great and everything, but when you're in a room by yourself and you're able to be alone with your thoughts, that's one thing. But when you're able to prove to yourself that you're capable of organizing all these thoughts, I think that's been a cool experience for me, because I have all of these, you know, all of these ideas constantly for songwriting, all these different things I want to write about. And it's sometimes when you're by yourself, you know, it's hard to kind of put them in order, mm-hmm. or, you know, organize them properly. But I've been able to do that a lot myself recently, and I don't know if it's just because I want from myself and I know what I want from my music now, or to be honest with you, I don't know what it is, but it's just whatever it is, it's working and it's sticking. And I'm able to, you know, express myself better than I have been in the past. So I'm very thankful for that.
It's very therapeutic to be able to write like you do. Like,
if I were to say that I wasn't doing this partially for a little bit of self-therapy, I'd be lying. You know, mm-hmm. we all find ways to connect. You know, music is a great way to connect, not only, you know, to other people and to other music fans, but also to ourselves. And I've discovered a lot about myself through my writing and through performing, like, more than I ever could have thought that I could, and especially over these past 2 years and since these last few songs have been released. So
mm-hmm. I think it's also too, when we're going through stuff in our life, it's an outlet that's very healing. Yeah. Because when you keep things inside, that's when it's really hard to shut it out, and it takes its toll on you in different ways. And that's so important, to be able to have an outlet to be able to talk about it. But being vulnerable allows other people that are going through the same thing, and it might be different in different ways, right, that they're going through some trials and tribulations, but sure, they're going to be able to relate to it. And that's the whole point about music, and that's how we all connect together worldwide. So it's just such an incredible experience to be able to see people being able to respond to music the way they do.
Completely. And I think, like, with music, you know, there's always going to be a million songs about heartbreak. There's always going to be a million songs about love and being completely happy in a relationship. Whoever is completely happy in a relationship, God bless them. I want to meet these people and find out what they're doing.
Usually they're wrong, right?
They're usually wrong.
and anybody will tell you, if you don't have issues in your marriage and you're not working through stuff and having to work through stuff, then there's a problem.
It's like, why are you so happy? How dare you? Like, unacceptable. Anyway, but it's like that's the thing. There's always going to be so many songs about heartbreak and so many songs about love. And it's like, if I write one more, or another artist that I look up to writes one more, it's like, that's just because somebody doesn't connect to, you know, one certain song about heartbreak doesn't mean that somebody else can connect to mine. Or that's the cool thing about music. It can be fans, you know, you can be fans of the Beatles and of the Rolling Stones. You know, you don't have to just pick one. So it's cool, you know, your outlet will be able to, you know,
well, like
help
you,
other people. And
like you said, there's always going to be these songs. But the thing is that when they hear songs like this, it's what they're going through in the moment. They're not going to look back in a catalog. They're going to be listening to the radio and what's on there now, or, you know, going through the streaming platforms and connect with the song that relates to them in that moment, in that part of their life, in that journey and junction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm discovering a lot of new music that way too. Like, I absolutely love discovering, you know, artists. When I say new artists, I mean artists that are new to me, but they've been like underground for 10 years. Or like, there's a lot of people that knew about Chris Stapleton long before, like when he was a songwriter writing amazing songs for.
I love Chris
Stapleton. I know, he's so good.
Everybody like knows how much songs, I love Chris Stapleton. Yeah. Yes.
when he was writing songs in Nashville before he ever released Tennessee Whiskey, and it's like people, when you know, go to his shows and everything, and like, I love those kinds of artists that have just worked like tirelessly for years, but they haven't been, you know, getting the credit that maybe they deserve, kind of thing. And you know, that's what I just do sometimes. Like, I go on Spotify, I type in like sad songs or like breakup songs or whatever, and there's just like this giant list of playlists
catalog
waiting for me. And yeah, exactly.
Endless like, catalog.
I'm just gonna shuffle the heck out of this, and when something hits me, I'll save it, you know. So
mm-hmm. It's funny, when we're going through tough stuff, we always listen to the songs that are going to break us. I don't know why, but we do. It's because we need to feel validated in the feelings that we're going through inside. So you and I are going to hang out. Cause
absolutely.
You got a love of horses too, don't you?
I do love horses. My aunt is a huge horse enthusiast and had her own horse for a little bit and loved riding and just animals in general. Mm-hmm. Just animals in general.
They don't talk back.
No, absolutely not.
They don't talk back. Now horses might kick, but
I was gonna say, like, the horse example wasn't the best example.
Nope. Been there, done that too. Yeah.
Has that happened to you? That hasn't happened to me, thankfully.
Massage. I do the equine massage.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm sure you've gotten kicked a bunch of times.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Those horses don't know how lucky they are to get a nice massage, man. Oh,
I know. I love doing it. I absolutely love being around the animals. I could spend an entire afternoon and just be completely lost being out in the field with the horses. There's something so therapeutic, about those animals. Yeah. They're so majestic. Mm-hmm.
What month are you born in? What's your sign?
October, Libra.
Ah, okay, that's why.
I'm a balance.
Pisces and Libras get along very well. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Balance is healthy.
Very much. Now, if you could just apply to it the rest of me.
Yeah. For...
It'd be great.
I heard that.
Well, we got to talk about this song, because I'm going to play this one and play your new one too, but Waste of Lime. Such a good, really good tune. Tell me about writing this one.
Yeah. Waste of Lime took me, I guess it's about, that song baby's about a year old now, almost coming up to a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, I'd gotten, because for, you know, I work on cruise ships. I work for Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm able to travel and, you know, play music every night. And it's great because I only have to, you know, walk my stage is usually like 10 feet from my room, so
you have to bring me in as your photographer and reviewer.
Hey, let's do it, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But
I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, for real. But even with my room 10 feet from the stage, I'm still late for work sometimes.
So. Are you?
But anyway, but I've been with the company
time management.
They haven't caught on. They haven't fired me, and I'm still there. Just got back from Australia a couple months ago.
On one of their
newer ships. But I was working on ships, and I fell in love with this awesome engineer. And he was great, and everything was awesome at first, and then all of a sudden it wasn't. So we fell in love in Mexico, and we fell out of love in Mexico also, and that's just a waste of time. It's kind of my ode to Mexico and to the relationship, and I definitely don't leave out any details in the song, I'll tell you that, but I got some experience out of the relationship, of course, you know, you live and you learn, but I got a lot of tequila out of it too, so that was nice.
There you go. See? So tequila always works.
Tequila's dangerous. I don't know.
It's true.
I'm detoxing right now and I feel great. So.
I know. It makes a big difference. Well, yeah. I only drink socially, but yeah. I'm a lightweight, so it's not a good thing.
I'm 5'3", and it just.
We're both the same height, too. We're the same height. Well, I'm like, I have to put the half inch in there because it counts. The 5'3" and a half.
I should start doing that. No, I just got the shoes and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one is such a good song. I'm so glad to see this side of you because it's always been there. You've always been an incredible writer, but man, this one really stood out to me, and it's just such a great song. I've played it for a few people in the last couple of days, and very, very cool.
Thank you. It took me a while to write it, and I don't mean like it took me a while to actually physically write the song. The song took me about like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. 2.5 hours-ish to write, but I mean like
to get to
a place of being able to write it, I was like, absolutely not. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I can do this without crying. And then I would try. I had the idea for like a couple weeks at the time, and I would sit down with my guitar and I would just be like, I'm not ready yet. I can't do it. And I'd never experienced that before. And I think that was just like my taste of,
I might have some new material for you.
See
that creative flow. And I know you. Yeah. I know you well enough because you always write, you know, from a very honest place. And that's something that a lot of people respect, and I do for sure. And that's why you're so popular when it comes to a lot of the fans that request your music, because they know that it's authentic. They know that they can relate to it and that you believe every single word you're writing, because you do. It's a part of your life, and it's a part of, you know, it could be a story that you've heard, but you write from an honest place, which is really cool. Now,
that's the biggest compliment. Thank you.
I know that it's difficult when we're in pain, but that's when you get the best songs and the best writing, because it just seems to flow out of you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. I was just like, okay, I know I want to include this line in here. How do I make it flow? And I didn't even need to ask myself a second time. It just mm-hmm. flew out of me. It was almost like a out of body experience. It was weird. Like, I never understood, like, when songwriters used to, you know, act all like hippie like and be like, yeah, like God spoke to me and the song just came out of me. And I'm like, I never understood that. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Now you do.
And that, yeah, now I get it. Now I'm a weird songwriting hippie. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? See, you've always been somebody that loves to travel and you do all of those things. And I can imagine your ears got to be perked as a creative force, right? You got to be listening all the time. Your head probably never shuts off being a songwriter.
Ever. You're always looking for something, whether it's even like a commercial that runs across the TV and a word that you haven't heard in a while comes, you know, on the commercial. Like, that was I don't remember exactly what the word was, but something that happened to me the other day, and I was like, okay, that's an interesting word. Or even my song Vagabond, like, I was watching a Bob Dylan interview and he mentioned the word vagabond. I'm like, that's a very interesting word that I have not heard in a very long time. I'm mm-hmm. gonna make that like the hook of a song. And than I did. And, you know, so just like your inspiration comes from the weirdest places or the
it
most
does.
Unexpected places sometimes. So
it does. It absolutely does. We're going to play this one right now. Here is A Waste of Lime by country artist Augusta Ray here on Music's Journey.
Shelf all night long, I'd make you pay for what you did. Keep the tequila coming strong. How was I supposed to know that there'd be trouble in paradise? Cause of some girl back home talking in your ear, making you think twice. I've never been the kind to admit that I was wrong, but I'll admit that I was wrong about you. So tonight I booked a first class solo flight to the place it came together and where it broke in two. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
That was Waste of Lime by country artist Augusta Ray. The song was released last year. Such a killer, killer voice. If you haven't heard it, trust me, you're going to want to hear the next one too. The perfect mix of genuine and sass. That's what I say every single time with you. There's always going to be some sass on the end of some part in this song. Perfect addition to Sad Girl Song playlist for the summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you.
Always. You are full of leaning into this next chapter, and I can feel that. And I think a lot of us have just taken notice. It's just like a new side of you, and it is just really sparked and ignited attention in the music industry everywhere. So you're onto something. You're really onto something.
Well, thank you. Well, you know what it is? It's like, I've always told people, like, when people would be like, oh, look, what's your genre or whatever? And it's like, yeah, I'm country, but country is not just country anymore. It's country uh-uh. crossover. So it's like, what's your crossover? And I would always say, like, I consider myself country rock or whatever. And then people just didn't get it. And looking back, like, I could see how people wouldn't get it because I was releasing songs, you know, I was releasing a lot of ballads. I was releasing things that, you know, weren't necessarily completely me, or maybe it wasn't as rock as a song, mm-hmm. you know, weren't as rock as I would have liked them to be production wise. But my new single, Your Ex, is just, I think I finally hit the nail on the head here with the whole country rock vibe that I've been going for like ever. So I just needed the right song to do it, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be surprised. This one will be your favorite. And then next time I talk to you, it's like killer, killer, and killer. You know, it's just only up from here. Constantly up for you. Yeah, I can really see that. You are doing so incredible, and I love your voice. You know I'm such a huge fan. It's just so unique, and I know it's you every single time you're on the radio.
Thanks. I have this weird yodel that I can't turn off even if I try.
No, don't you dare touch that. Don't you dare touch that. It's something that is very distinct, and that's why it's just, you just know your voice anywhere. You can hit any note. You always have been able to do that, but it's just something very unique, and I absolutely love it. It's just such a calming voice I could listen to all the time.
Oh, thank you. Can you narrate my life? Because I could listen to your voice all the time.
Well, you definitely...
walking down the street, right, left.
You definitely know how to kick it hard too, and that's what I respect. That's that sass side I can count on. I know there's going to be something in there that I can go, oh yeah, there she is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a Libra. You know about balance.
Exactly.
About that balance.
We have to, because everybody else around us is chaos. That's why.
There. Yep. You said it.
It's always been my role in my family. It's been my role everywhere I go. I always have to be the one that's calming everybody down and have the voice of reason. And then, yeah.
You're the peacekeeper. Yeah.
Always have been. Yeah. I don't know why I got entitled that, but I always look at the brighter side of stuff, no matter what I'm going through at the end of the day. I still look at all the things that I'm grateful for that day. I have to have that balance.
Well, it's true though, because what are you going to do if you don't? You're just going to be miserable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the human body isn't capable of being completely miserable for, you know, a huge amount of time. Like, there has to be something.
Well, I think if people get stuck like that, that's an issue.
Yeah.
And I think you have completely. To go through stuff, and we go through things, we may not understand it, but on the other side of it, it's normally, you know, something that's absolutely fantastic that we never would have thought would come because we're so broken in the moment. But it just takes that little bit of effort to be able to lift yourself out of that situation. And you realize, you know what, it's not what I wanted to begin with. This isn't how I want to be treated to begin with. And it's never what I thought would happen. So you have to be able to remove yourself from that and remove the toxic energy too, right?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely.
We're the only
ones.
Because
in the end, like, we're responsible for taking that toxic energy out. It's not going to
can't change
just,
anybody
you know,
else.
Go away.
Yeah. You can't exactly. change anybody. You only can do what you can to remove yourself from it or stay with it, whatever you're choosing to do. But mm-hmm. I remove myself out of it. It's just the way it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Tell me about this next song. This is so much fun for me. Obviously, for whatever reasons, yes, personally. But yeah, tell me a little bit about this song, Your Ex. This one is just such a firecracker song.
Well, this song is, if you look up the word passive aggressiveness in the dictionary, I feel like the title of this song would just come up. It's very passive aggressive and very just this angry, it's my angry breakup song. Like, I've always wanted to write one, and it just kind of, I'm like, I want one too. Carrie Underwood House, I want one too, you know? And I feel like this is the equivalent of, like, slashing your ex's tires, this song. I just feel like it's a, but it's more than that too. I feel like it's also kind of like a coming of age type of song. Like, there's a line in the song, it's like, losing you, to find myself, to prioritize my mental health. It's exactly that. Like,
it's true.
Like what you said before, getting out of the toxic cycle and breaking the toxic cycle and just changing your life around because you don't want to be treated like crap anymore type of song. And it's definitely a fun one to sing, definitely a fun one to perform live. And it's been fun hearing it on the radio lately. I gotta say, it's been a feeling whenever it gets old too. So yeah,
it is a good,
nice fun little ditty.
Every time I say this, it's from my heart. It's a killer track. It is a killer track. It is just something that is just so cool, and it just gets you moving too, and it gets you fired up. It gets you in a place where, you know, you just, that empowerment, coming back to that place of empowerment.
Yeah, it's a nice little toe tapper too. Like, I always wanted, I think the next thing for me, because, you know, as an artist, you can't just think, okay, I need to release a slow song, and then I need to release a fast song, and then a slow one, and a fast one. Like, you can't think like that. It's just like, I was thinking to myself, like, I tried, as much as I try to plan releases months, you know, in advance, like, I'm thinking to myself, well, what do I need to tell people right now? Where am I in my life? Exactly. And how can I update people on my life with this new song I have coming out? I'm like, well, got any luck, so I'm just going to release this one now, I guess.
But it's good, though, because that's what you're going through. It's a map of your life. It's a map of any story that might have been told to you that you're writing about that touched you in that moment, or it could be a personal situation that you're going through yourself, but it's something that is happening in this moment to you. And yeah, very, very cool. I love this one. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Your Ex by country artist Augusta Ray here on Music's Journey.
It's funny how you started having doubts, and she walked into your life the second I walked out. It's a coincidence, oh how convenient. Had her on speed dial, like a little side piece. Piece of me is broken, the other half is pissed. You were moving on while I was still in your bed. It took losing you to find myself proud.
Or a hipster or something in between. I can be needy when it's too
That was the new single, Your Ex, by country artist Augusta Ray, one of my favorite voices on radio today. Don't forget you can download your copy on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, and you can also share it. You can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. Killer, killer track. Love, love, love this song.
Thank you.
We're going to have a couple tequilas or margaritas or something, and we'll sit back and play a couple tunes together.
I'd waste some limes with you. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. That would work. I told you. Lame. You might have a whole...
I tried to do something there. It was a dad joke. I'm sorry.
Waste a lime. I can do it. I can waste some more limes. I can do that any day of the week with you. Not a problem.
Well, now that you live so close to me, absolutely.
I know. We are just around the corner from each other. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll go to a Collingwood Blues game and then.
Well, there's a whole house load here that absolutely love the Collingwood Blues. I'll have to send you a picture of the last game, which was only I think a week and a half ago. It wasn't long.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
My nephew was born literally the day before they won the Buffett Cup Championship.
So it was
funny because my nephew was early, and the Collingwood Blues made a joke on their Facebook page that the baby wanted to come to watch them win the cup, which was really cute. And then they got a picture of the baby in the cup, and it was so cute.
Oh, that's cute. I haven't seen that. I'll have to see that. Yeah, there's quite a few people I know that are just absolute diehard fans of the Collingwood Blues. Mm-hmm. They play good hockey. It's good hockey.
It is good hockey. You know, mm-hmm. it is good. And a lot of them are, like, their goalie, Noah Pack, he signed a deal recently with Yale, so he'll be going to Yale, and he has a full scholarship there to play. To play in that. So, like, these are all players that you're going to see playing for a long time, you know, in different leagues. Nice. So, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice that your brother's got a hand in all that, yeah, too, right?
Exactly. But yeah, that's my 2 cents in hockey for today.
Very cool. Yeah, we won't. Are you gonna mention the Leafs? Just going. So many people are bashing the Leafs. It just, you know what? It drives me crazy.
I'm not bashing them. I'm just hurt.
Yes, I know. Well, yeah, and me too. But at the same point, you know, everybody has to get on board as behind the team, regardless to whether they win or lose.
Exactly.
And to it's me, it drives just, me yeah. crazy when they're only part-time fans and then they get online and start bashing. You know, yeah. How would you feel if you were that hockey player? I'm sorry.
Completely.
I get behind the fans. I do. I wear my jersey. Yeah. I sit here and I get my Gilmore jersey on and I watch the hockey game every time.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to be a Leafs fan no matter what. Like, I grew up in Toronto. Like, my entire family, we're all Leafs fans. So it's like, no matter win or lose, you're obviously, you know, going to be a fan.
They had so many chances the last two games. It was killing me.
That was the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unfortunately,
but going back to them not winning a cup since the year my mom was born, Mom, if you're listening, that wasn't that long ago.
Hey, Mom.
I don't know.
Your mom's gonna kill you.
No, she's not. She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
What's your favorite memory?
My mom. There's so many good ones.
I'm trying to help you out so you can fix what you just did.
Okay. I love it. No, it's honestly, she's not going to kill me because she literally said that on the table the other day. So I feel like...
But she didn't expect that to go on internationally.
She's cool. No. I'll let you know.
Okay, so favorite memory with your mom.
I'm going to post the picture of me with the Leafs jersey and have a black eye. Anyway, favorite memory with my mom.
I'm digging you out of your hole. I'm digging you out of the trench, the gutter that you just built in the back.
Almost there. I don't know if this is going to fix it, but there's so many things. This might make it worse, actually. For my mom's 40th birthday, like, I was I would have been. I was pretty small. But I remember writing in her on her driveway in chalk, happy 40th birthday, Mom, all over the driveway in chalk. Like, I made it a thing to put, like, 40. And she was so embarrassed to have turned 40. And as soon as she got home from work, she took the hose and, like, washed it off the driveway. It was so offensive.
So when I asked you what your favorite memory was, that's what came up.
It was funny. Like, that's what I'm always gonna, I don't know, I'll always remember that. We laugh about it now.
Is there something special that you do with your mom?
Oh, my mom and I love hiking, and we love walking, and we love taking the dogs and just being outside. Like, even today, we were just, like, picking weeds for a good 2 hours just because we could. We both share a love of just, like, naturing outside. Mm, and,
me too.
You know, too. We love exercise that doesn't feel like exercise. Also, mm-hmm. We love getting our heart rates up. We love just, you know, just being active and outside. And summer's, you know, obviously the time for that. So we're looking forward to spending a lot of time together outside this summer. For sure.
Are you going to any of the festivals this year?
I don't believe so. Yeah, like CMA, CCMA.
Yeah, I was going to say, or like Boots and Hearts or...
I'm not entirely sure. No, I don't believe so. No.
Well, come as my come with me.
I'm down.
Let's do that.
Yeah, hit me up. I'm down. Absolutely.
Okay. I might have to photograph quite a bit and do some reviews, but yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'll be your work date. I'll be your work plus one.
Awesome. See, there you go. We're gonna have to go find one of those. What do you call those rooms? Where you hit things, break things. I can't remember what it's called.
We need a side hustle where we just make one.
Yeah, I think so.
And we let people throw our stuff around.
Then you can have your ex playing, you know, the music.
Exactly. On loop for 10 hours.
That's right.
I would make $6 off of streams.
When you're dealing with music as independent artists, it's so difficult, especially after COVID. So many people just to perform anywhere. It's crazy how much the prices went up for bands to go and rent equipment, and if they weren't taking it with them, like it's nuts what you guys are going through just to put out a record now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy, and nobody's touring anymore, so the only way you are making money is off of streams and merch. And it's hard. Well, now people are starting to, Canadian acts are obviously starting to tour again, but you know, mm-hmm. during COVID for the 2 years, you know, it makes a difference in the numbers there, of course. And
like they say, that's part of the advice that I was doing an interview with Billy Rafool, and he was saying one of the biggest pieces of advice he had was make sure he had enough merch when he was traveling. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
that's
was one
true.
Of the things he said. Mm-hmm.
That's good advice.
Now,
thanks, Billy.
Yeah, make sure you're stocked up because that's where you make the money for you. Okay, so you are going to be doing your third appearance featuring as a songwriter in Nashville for the Bluebird Cafe. That's huge.
It is huge. I'm excited.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Tell us a little bit about that one because you're going to be debuting Your Ex on an American stage for the first time.
Yeah, I've never played Your Ex in the States before, but the Bluebird is an amazing venue. There's a documentary on it. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't
that.
Seen it yet. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's incredible, but I knew about the Bluebird when I started going to Nashville when I was 13, you know. I wanted, for my 13th birthday, I'm like, all I want to do is go to Nashville. My parents were like, okay, let's go check it out. Let's see what's happening. And I knew right then that it was a place that I was going to come back to over and over again for many, many years. And it has been for me. It's kind of been my safe haven for the past over 10 years now. And, you know, before I couldn't even get into the Bluebird Cafe to watch a show. Let alone to play there. And one day I was just, I forgot where I was. I think it was at the CMAOs when they were in Ottawa, and I got an email from the Bluebird. And they were like, hey, we want you to come play. Like, would you be interested in coming to play this date? And I'm like, okay, I'm being pumped because what is happening?
I can do this. I will clear my calendar and I will.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm like, is this a real email? Who's punking me? And then
I was going to say, who's the one person, one artist that you would love to get up on a stage and play acoustic with?
There's so many of them, honestly. let's see.
Who's your dream? Your dream performance?
Dream. With? I love me some Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Ooh.
Nice. I love me some Heart.
I saw that on your Facebook. I'm hoping I'm going to be attending that one and doing the reviews and photography for it in Toronto.
That'd be neat. That'd be so cool. Mm-hmm. If you got to do that, get some good shots. But yeah, no, I love Anne and Nancy Wilson and Wilson Sisters. I think they're amazing. I don't know if they'd need me to play guitar.
Just going, I volunteer. But, you need it.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Right here. Shout out.
For real. In terms of Canadian artists, Tennille Towns is doing amazing. She's great. I remember playing in Nashville and, you know, playing, you know, at a lot of the same venues she was frequenting, and I'd see her around town often. And I remember, like, her first big, you know, the first big breakthrough of hers that I really, you know, kind of caught a glimpse of her and what she does was when she was opening for Miranda Lambert and on a tour that Miranda did with Little Big Town. And I was blown away because I knew of Tennille as like a songwriter and how amazing of a songwriter she was and how she could just pick up an acoustic and walk into any room and light up the entire room. But when she's able to light up an entire stadium or an entire, you know, like I think at the time of like Budweiser stage, and she's just so infectious. Like, it doesn't matter what the size of the stage,
She's got the biggest heart. She is just such a sweetheart all the way around. And you can't help but feel so inspired just being near what she does, just to listen to her music and be a part of her journey. It's just been so cool. When I had her on the show, she's just so pleasant, so caring about people. Sweetest soul in the world.
And her mom is her best friend, just like my mom is my best friend. Same. And I remember being in Nashville and her mom would, you know, go everywhere with her, and it was so awesome to know that I'm not the only mama's girl out there type of thing. It was like, that's amazing that your parents are supporting you that way. And
I lost my mom in 2021, and that was the hardest day of my life. Hardest day of my life. But we did everything together. Everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very special.
Yeah, but she's always with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always.
I know she'd be really proud, you know, of everything I've accomplished.
Absolutely.
And this was the one journey that she was pushing me for, the one that I'm on right now.
I got you.
So she'll be very very happy, you know. I think she'll be there, very pleased.
Amazing.
Takes a bit,
and you're feeling good. You're of course.
Yeah,
of
it course. Just takes a bit, because it's just not something that you wish for. And you know, I only can do so much.
It's not 50-50, it's 100-100 in every case, right? It should be. So
you're only in control of your own life. Right.
Do you ever find that you're over generous with people? Like, you give
I always am. Every time. I have a huge heart, but the one thing I never do, though, like even now, it will never harden me.
Yeah.
No matter what, it will never harden me. I will love harder.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just how I look at it. It's just, you know what? It just wasn't meant to be for me to share. Like, there was warning signs I should have seen, and I knew they were there deep down. When I wanted to be honest with myself in those, you know, quiet moments, they were there. And I just hoped.
Hindsight is 2020, right? So.
Well, you just hope that that person wanted to, you know, to be a certain way too, you know, in their life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can't always predict that that's going to happen. So, we learn.
Big hugs, girl.
Same right back at you. Now, I know you love to travel, so you've got the Bluebird Cafe. Is there any other shows that you can announce or what you're doing?
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of shows. I'm excited to be playing in my own backyard for a little bit. You know, I was was in Australia for a little while for 2 months playing shows, and I was in Mexico for 2 months before that playing shows. So it's good to be back, and it's good to be back in the continent. It's good to be back in the country, and good to be playing shows in my own backyard. So May 19th, I'll be at 1830 in Toronto. I have a couple shows this coming summer at Adamo Estate Winery, which is one of my favorite places to play.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm playing a couple of Finn McCool shows as well throughout the GTA, and then I'm I'm back in Nashville at the and in the middle of August. I'm playing at the Bluebird Cafe August 13th, and then August 14th I have a show at the Commodore Lounge, which is one of my all-time favorite listening rooms, as well as the Bluebird, of course. So it's good to be in Nashville playing listening rooms again. You know, just playing songs that you don't always get to play. So yeah, it'll be
summertime in Nashville. I've never been.
Sunscreen.
I've never been. Not
you've never been to Nashville, or nope. Not in the summer?
I haven't been there. I haven't been to Nashville.
I need to go. You would love it, absolutely.
I know I would.
Yeah. hit me up when you go, though. We definitely have to
I think so.
Something. Maybe I'll just drag you. Drag you down.
We'll just get into trouble all on our own. There we go.
Absolutely.
Your mom's going to be going, okay, nope.
No, my mom would get into the trouble right with us.
Oh, okay, awesome.
It's good because one thing you got to know about Nashville, there's tons of bail bond places for some reason. So I'm sure there's other people that get in trouble too. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's so random. There's bail bond places everywhere. It's very interesting. It's like nice. They advertise that because they know people are going to get into trouble. No, not nice. It's frightening.
She's going, nope, I'm staying away from all of that at this point. Those are those bad decisions, right?
Decisions don't make good sense.
She's going. I'm going to be living vicariously through you, just watching everything you go through. Because I know you're going to write a great song coming out the other end of it, right?
Yeah,
totally. I don't mean it that way. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so favorite song on the radio right now, any genre?
That's a really good question. That's such a good question. Genre. This is tough. Let's see. I really love Kelsea Ballerini's new album. I listened to it recently. Back to Front, I really love it. Lainey Wilson, I'm obsessed with. I love her. I'm a little late to the party on Lainey Wilson. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little slow, but
really
I do
good.
I do love
really
Lainey
good.
Wilson.
She played with Hardy
Megan Maroney,
recently too, right?
Yes, I saw that. That was amazing. Megan Maroney's amazing too. I love that song. She has "Girl in the Mirror." I listened to it for the first time a couple days ago. I was like,
nice.
I want to hop on the train. I'm like, I want to see what all the hype is about, and I totally get what all the hype is about. Megan Maroney is great. Mm-hmm. But trying to, you know, I love my oldies. I love my, I have my Sirius XM radio, and I'm always listening to the oldies station. I'm always listening to the 70s station, the 80s station. And of course, you know, all my other different country stations and all the older, old school rock stuff. So, again, all about that balance of the old
rock
tunage
and
the new tunage. So,
Well, I'm a rock girl through and through. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've really grown to love country almost as much. But deep down inside, my roots are there because that's the music that I grew up with. But I'm doing a lot of the rock classics right now. So I just finished doing Chicago. So I've got Lighthouse and Stampeders are coming up. So your mom might like that.
Oh, that'd be, for real. Never mind, my mom, I like that stuff.
Oh, awesome. See, there you go. I got quite a few that I'm going to be doing, like 5440 and a couple of them that are coming up. I just did Miles Goodwin. So for April Wine, there's a lot of bands that are going to be coming up this year for the classic stuff. So love doing that stuff. A lot
you
of history.
For real. You said you just did Chicago? Oh, wow. That's amazing.
You can take a look on Music's Journey there. You can go back and listen. I play all the great hits.
Amazing. You know, my dad was a huge even is still now a huge Chicago fan. We saw them when they came to Toronto. When was it now? I guess 2 years ago at Budweiser. That was a great show. That was a really, really great show.
They have some more shows coming up. I think they're going to be announcing towards the end of the year. They usually come back and do a few back in Ontario. So yeah, looking forward to that. That way I'll do a live interview at the time. But yeah,
amazing.
Love their
stuff.
Love.
Okay, I'm just gonna stalk you now, Kim, on this journey.
Favorite meal on the road for takeout?
Oh, I'm a big sushi girl. And
do you have a favorite place? Do you have a shout out that you can for some place that you absolutely love?
Let's see. Honestly, anywhere where you can get fresh sashimi, I really like. Anywhere is really good. But honestly, if you're on the road and you pass like a sketchy sushi place, that's probably means it's good. Yeah. You ever find like the hole in the wall? Do you ever find like the I'm serious. Do you ever find like the holes in the wall that
Yeah.
look like they're gonna give you diarrhea are actually really good? Like, I don't know if you.
Yes, we talk about it all on this show. Yes, we do.
I'm just saying, like, there's no way around it. Like, if it looks like you're gonna, like, I don't know.
You know, it's true. There's a place I used to go to all the time, and it's got so much history to it. And it was a place that you go right across the Buffalo border from Ontario. And it's just like a tiny little place, and they had all these dollars on the wall. And it was the
exactly.
And it was like a steakhouse.
Yes,
steakhouse. It was so good, and it's not there anymore. I just cried when I heard it wasn't there anymore.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. I love that place. Love that place.
Yeah.
It was so
cool. I
never
went there because it looked a little too, like, diarrhea-y. It looked a little too, like... it looked a little too suspicious for me. There's a fine line.
She's going, okay, the descriptions of all the restaurants out there.
on a scale of... diarrhea, what does this look like?
Oh my god, that's so
I'm gonna
funny.
Stop saying that now anyway, but I don't know, the truth hurts.
There you go.
Yeah.
there's always those places out there. I try to avoid those at all costs. So,
for real,
that's right,
for real. But I remember every year for the past maybe I lied up until 2 years ago, every year for like 4 years I was on the road for my birthday, because I've been traveling since I was like an little itty bitty kid. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Playing music. And every year for my birthday for like 4 years straight, I had like a Wendy's chicken sandwich, like grilled chicken sandwich, every year for my birthday, because I was on the road and that's what I wanted.
She's going, and like, yes, I'm craving. When you're in the Caribbean islands, it's really hard to get that same kind of burger or, you know, chicken filet that you normally would get here in Ontario or Canada. It's not easy.
You know, life is so hard.
It's tough when
you know it's yeah no
foodies.
I'm a big
foodies,
yeah foodie. Yeah, I'm a pretty, like, generally a pretty clean eater though. Like, I'm
me too. Yeah,
I love my keto stuff. I eat like 4 cups of vegetables a day and like my 6 to 8 ounces of protein. Like, I love my I'm a very bland eater. I don't like anything like too like flavorful.
Oh, I have to have flavor. I have to have flavor. Anything to do with flavor for me. I just don't like anything really spicy anymore like I used to.
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of that stuff, but yeah, not so much anymore. I have to behave myself.
Yeah. I'm just boring. I'm like, if it looks remotely healthy, I will eat it.
Oh, we can corrupt you. We can do it. She's going, oh no, you won't. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of great stuff you can eat that has flavor to it. That's keto too.
Sure, I believe that. For real. Yeah. Well, even like I don't know if you've ever used like nutritional yeast on anything.
No.
Have you ever heard of that? Nutritional yeast. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's like really healthy for you. But like if you put it on broccoli, it like tastes like cheese. Like it's like almost like a cheese replacement, I feel like. Hmm.
I'll have to ask Wendy and Ted here, because they both eat keto. I'll have to ask them.
Yeah, nutritional yeast. That's on my list.
She usually is so good at flavor, though. Like when she's cooking, she's like so good. I'll have to ask her. Very cool.
Interesting.
She's into all that stuff. So guaranteed she'll know more than me when it comes to that. So I'll have to ask her that one.
No, it's interesting to learn about stuff and, you know, when it comes to, you know, cooking and what you're putting in your body. And it's only been something that I've been interested in over the past, like, probably year even. So
I think everybody kind of looked at that after coming off, you know, being in isolation for so long. You know,
exactly.
Everybody, you know, just trying to get outside and feeling good again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real. And then, you know, when summer comes around and, you know, you're able to go to the farmer's market and get those grilled vegetables and get those things.
I love grilled vegetables. I could eat grilled vegetables and just protein, and that would be my thing. I never usually have any kind of carbs whatsoever at night. I just end up having just the vegetables. And in the morning too, I usually have just fruit. So,
yeah.
Fruit and protein.
Yeah. But so, even like the change in the weather makes you want to eat better too, right? So.
Yep. Because we're away from all that comfort food that when we don't want to go out in a snowstorm or something. I don't feel like cooking tonight. I'm going to order something.
Exactly.
It never goes well. Every time I do it, I regret it. because it's never as good as I think it's going to be.
That too.
I just keep reminding myself that last time I ordered from here, it wasn't good. So that would talk myself out of it. Okay, so.
Listen, Pad Thai, I want to like you, but I can't like
That's
you,
right. Okay? So do you have any other new music that's coming up that we can look forward to?
Within the next little bit. Probably at the end of this year. We're aiming towards the end of this year. It's definitely a ballad, something a little on the slower side. And just because it's a song that's been doing super well live that a lot of people have been, you know, wanting a recorded version of. And it's,
can you say the title
to me? And it's called Danged, but the whole hook is Danged If I Do and Danged If I Don't Love You.
It's gonna be another one you and I can toast over.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
But it's not like overly emotional. It's not like a set. It's like a strength. It's strong. It's not like a, it's an empowering song, not too much of a sulky kind of
song,
which
I always know you have an empowering message regardless to what the subject matter is. There's an empowering message in there every time.
I'm done sulking. I'm not going to sulk in real life.
I won't let you. Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay to sulk every once in a while. You know, when it comes to music, those ones always do really well. But when it comes to real life, you and I will just do lots of walking. We'll do lots of sightseeing when you're home.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. No, you just have to find your community because, like, there's stables literally everywhere. It's just about finding, you know. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily what's closest, but also, you know, where your people are. Like my aunt, for instance, like she doesn't mind, you know, traveling an hour to go to a different stable just because her friend goes there kind of thing. And, some people
Same here.
That too. So.
Nice. I always spend a lot of time in Algonquin Park too.
Oh, that's beautiful there.
Yeah. I like the wildlife because I'm a wildlife photographer, so I love spending time there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen... What have you seen? Now I feel like I'm interviewing
Moose,
you.
Bear.
Have you seen anything? You have
fox,
seen bears.
And I've filmed wolves there too.
One moose in my life.
Really? Oh, you need to come
Only
with
one.
Me. Every time I go. At least there's...
Really?
Yeah, usually about three a day. Three or four.
Because my grandma lives past Algonquin Park. She lives... I don't know if you know where Deep River, Ontario is. It's like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, she lives like in that kind of area, almost Montreal, but almost Ottawa also, kind of near Petawawa, Pembroke area. Mm-hmm. And that was like the only time I ever saw a moose was like going there.
Oh, wow.
Because the wildlife there is like so like plentiful, like bears, everything. And, you know, just over my way, I'm pretty close to the Barrie area right now, you know, we don't get a heck of a lot of that.
No.
But there's
a couple spots. There's a couple spots that I go to still.
Yeah.
You know, that are close by.
You just have to know where to look. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you and I will talk and we'll...
I am down.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Well, cool. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a blast to have you here. And I look forward to hearing about your trips and obviously the Collingwood Blues. We're going to have to be cheering them on for sure in Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm holding you to it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You say hi to your mom. Wish her a happy Mother's Day for me. And you and I will chat after, for sure.
Sounds like a plan, Kim. Thank you so much.
You take care, okay?
You as well. All the
right,
love.
Girl.
Thank you.
Same right
Ciao.
Back at you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Augusta Ray, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows lined up for you. I'm going to be interviewing Mike Whiteside, Jason Benoit, Shantaya, Jay Coote, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. The Heels, David James, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, Rock Icons, The Stampeders, Ty Wilson, Rock Band, Harm and Ease, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Pete Lesperance, Annika, Smoke and Ashes, Aaron Allen, Billy Raffool, Faber Drive, New Moon Junction, Rock Band, The Commoners, Elise Saunders, Huron Lines, Katie Hurt, Abby Stewart, Melissa Adine, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
I'm a Stevie Nicks enthusiast that listens to the Dixie Chicks when the landslide of my life just brings me down. I'm a sunlight gypsy with my strings in tune, a fellow sister of the moon. I can be right by your side, just not to be around. We've all got a place to hide when things get rough, but for me, home is where they park the bus. I'm a caravan dragging on an open road like Dylan was a Rolling Stone. The highway is my home away from the home that I ain't got. Little suitcase living on an empty prayer. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm getting there. This guitar is all I need, I swear, to make the moments last. Too hard, too fast, 'cause I'll be gone. I'm a vagabond. There's some things that I've come to know about living life where the wind blows and blindly throwing darts at a map. You can learn to love miles apart, but in the end it'll only break your heart. But at least there'll still be rock and roll the blast. For girls like me, life's the road you travel on. You gotta get it while you can before you up and carry on. I'm a caravan dragging on an open road like Dylan was a Rolling Stone. The highway is my home away from the home. Make the moments last. Don't you fall too hard, too fast, 'cause I'll be gone. I'm a vagabond. I'm a caravan dragging on an open road like Dylan was a Rolling Stone. I'm a caravan dragging on an open road like Dylan was a Rolling Stone. The highway is my home away from the home that I ain't got. Little suitcase living on an empty prayer. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm getting there. This guitar is all I need, I swear, to make the moments last.